We're talking about what's going on with fans of Breaking Bad right now. Randall, you saw the first episode of Breaking Bad. Have you moved on to the second one yet?
No. Just kind of savoring that one.
You are the most frustrating binge watcher I've ever known.
Yeah.
You binge watch over a period of 17 years.
Yeah. Taking my time.
By the time you get to the second episode, you'll have completely forgotten what the show's about.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of concerned about that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe when the hockey season's over, you'll have time to
hockey
get to the second episode.
Never over.
Oh, that's true.
Just waiting for a rainy day.
Rainy day?
I'd call in sick someday. If I'm not in here, you know
you
why.
You know what I'm doing? You're doing. You're watching Breaking Bad. Here's what's happening. And this is because of, and it won't be a spoiler alert because it's not it's not that important to the plot. But there is a scene at some point in Breaking Bad. Eric, maybe you can help me with the details on this. But Walter White, the star of the show, kind of has a meltdown and ends up throwing an entire pizza onto the roof of his house, right?
Yeah,
that's what happened.
And it sort of becomes an ongoing thing where the pizza's still there a couple days later.
For a long time, yeah. He finally takes it down, I believe, but because his wife noticed it. But so the thing now is, now that the Breaking Bad series is over, people go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they visit the house that they use in the series. It's just it was a house on a street that
they
is still
it
there
for the external shots.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is shot on a soundstage, but for the external shots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a very nice couple that lives there, and people come by and they go, "Hey, can we take a picture of your house? And would you pose with us while we take a picture of the house?" Well, some people are going by and they're throwing pizzas up onto the roof.
Well, that's cool.
And then taking pictures of it.
Free pizza.
No, it's not. They're throwing pizza away. Well, free pizza for the people who live
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would leave the ladder permanently
exactly.
installed.
I'd have a lawn chair up there in the cooler.
Well, they're not placing the pizza on the roof. They're throwing it.
Well,
so
yeah,
it'd be upside down. It would be stuck to the roof. I'm sure it wouldn't be.
Well, get a net or something.
Unless you like the taste
of
oil. What?
Is it in the box when they throw it?
No.
No? Oh.
This is important information.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. Well, you.
Guess I hate to be eating shingles.
Shingles, no good.
It's probably not the best tasting pizza once they're finished with it. But it's gotten so bad that the creator of the show, Vince Gilligan, has had to ask fans to stop.
There is nothing original or funny or cool about throwing a pizza on this lady's roof. She is. It is just, it's just not funny. It's been done before. You're not the first. Please stop.
Well, he's right. It is funny.
It is.
What's wrong with this guy?
This poor lady has to go and clean 12 pizzas off her roof every day.
They're not grenades. It's pizza.
You know what? We're going to go to your house, Randall. We should do this. Every day, we should drop by and throw a pizza on his roof every day and
knock
see how he likes
out.
It.
I don't mind. It's fantastic. I'm all for it.
I'd rather do what Doc does and throw spaghetti.
No. Not that. That's stupid.
Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of Randall's diet and regimen. you've been doing pretty well, right, with your diet?
I don't know.
I mean, you go into the gym, you seem to be eating okay.
I'm not, first of all, I'm not doing much at the gym, but I'm still doing it.
I'm not doing much.
I'm not even sweating.
All he's doing is wasting gas driving there.
He goes there for coffee.
I know, yeah. I go for the steam room.
What did you eat yesterday?
I had healthy food, 10, you know those clementines?
All right.
They're on sale right now at Farm Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, are they good. Seedless, of course.
You had 10.
10 of them. But they're little. You know, they're little.
In one day or one sitting?
Like right away. Like immediately. You know what? I actually had them in my car while I was waiting to pick up my daughter from her little job.
So you ate 10 of them.
Yeah, and that wasn't good because, I mean, it was good at the time, but I don't think I slept an hour. For some strange reason, they kept me up.
Has your stomach's got problems?
I don't know what it is.
It's vitamin C poisoning, maybe?
You can't all know.
Response to citrus?
This is healthy eating. It's not like, it's not like I had 10 slices of pizza.
Sugar. There's sugar in that.
Yeah. But it's real sugar, right? It's good for you.
You've probably spiked your insulin level so high you're going to become...
something weird.
You're going to have a
something
stroke.
Weird's happening to me right now.
yeah, you're doing it wrong. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Pizza on my roof.
Yeah.
All dressed. All dressed.
We'll be at 30 minutes or less, or it's free.
Okay.
It's 5:55, Talk and Woody Show at Shea 106.